Hey, it's the third trimester. The end is near. The third trimester begins on day 42 and continues until the litter is well, typically around day 63, but that's plus or minus a couple days. This is the time in a dog's pregnancy when observable changes take place. Her abdomen expands, her mammary glands develop, and she puts on weight. This three-week period, 3 weeks, it's not much time, is when the pups grow rapidly. They develop hair and nails around day 45. Their bones mineralize by day 50. Brain development begins in earnest by day 53. Unlike some species, puppies are undergoing tremendous development right up until birth, including substantial cell division. Your bitch will gain most of her pregnancy weight during this period due to the weight of the puppies and placentas. Pups and placentas each contribute approximately equal weight to her weight gains during pregnancy, so some people are able to get an idea of how many pups are in the litter by weighing their bitch around day 61, day 62, and dividing that weight gain by half. Typically, though, a bitch should gain no more than about 25% of her original body weight, but that depends upon the number of pups. With singletons, there should be very minimal, if any, weight gain. If she has a very large litter, she may gain far more, which, as you can imagine, is very challenging for her body. Furthermore, the puppies of larger dogs constitute a much smaller component of her total body weight than the same number of pups in a smaller breed, so you may see larger percentage weight gains in small breed bitches. Remember, puppy birth weight is the strongest predictor of pup survival, so your goal is that your puppies are born at your breed's average, not too big, not too small. And amazingly, your bitch doesn't need to have any more subcutaneous fat during pregnancy than she did when you bred her. Instead, to ensure she and her pups have sufficient nutrients now and during lactation, be sure she's on a reproductive diet. And monitor her subcutaneous fat now using the tissue tent tests that we've taught you to ensure she isn't getting too fat or too thin. No longer can you just look at her to evaluate weight because the weight of her abdomen may make her spine and hips stick out more than normal. So dig deep and squeeze tight and check her subcutaneous fat during pregnancy. If we take a look at the hormones, what you can see happening is progesterone, the blue lines, and relaxin, the green lines, begin to drop during this period. The progesterone of non-pregnant bitches, the dotted line, typically drops earlier, around day 51 or so, while in pregnant bitches, it starts dropping later, closer to day 56. Prolactin, the purple line, right here, which has remained low in non-pregnant bitches, way down here, drops even lower. In our pregnant bitches, prolactin fluctuates, dropping just prior to whelping, and then gradually rising again once lactation begins in earnest. So that's pregnancy. Here's a quick summary. The first trimester is a time of little change, at least outwardly, so treat every bitch that's been bred as if she is pregnant. Reduce her rations to 100% of maintenance, but make sure it's a premium reproductive diet. Do daily strength, balance, and flexibility exercises, but limit training to low and moderate risk activities and the good for the soul games she loves. In the second trimester, begin to increase her plane of nutrition to 150 or 180% of her normal rations. Still make sure she's on a high quality reproductive diet. Do daily strength, balance, and flexibility exercises, and now only low risk training activities, but lots of good for the soul fun. In the third trimester, implement dramatic changes. Rapidly increase her plane of nutrition to 200 to 300% of her normal rations, still following the reproductive diet guidelines. Do only balance and proprioception exercises and stop all skill training. And limit good-for-the-soul activities to those she really enjoys but can do very safely for her changing body. So there you have it, canine pregnancy in brief.